It's tabletop time.
We haven't rolled for order.
No, we haven't.
I got a 9, 6. I can't fucking.
3.
Six.
11.
8.
14.
Wow. It goes in a circle.
Great.
I'm Dave, and today on our adventure,
I'll be playing at dawn. I'm, despite what you may think, I'm actually a very good spy.
That's it.
My name is Jen, and I'm playing the Vixen. That's about all I know.
My name's Lockie, and I'm playing Agent Dash. And he's just a little quiet guy, but he's fast.
The dashing Lockie is here.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's a Christmas tradition, Lockie.
Christmas.
We can't have it's Christmas without Lockie and eggnog. Thank you for the eggnog, Jen.
Your eggnog.
I'm Jazza, and I'm playing Agent Blitz. With catchphrase move, the Blitz Crush. And I crush because I am the Blitz.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I am Rob. I am narrating this session and also playing the man in the van, the handler of these, I was going to say dashing agents, but it's a bit of a pun there. I'm the handler of these agents, so I'm going to be giving them some direction and also telling the story.
Woo!
Yay!
So for those of you who aren't aware of our traditions, this is a Christmas special. It's actually sort of part of a larger story. I won't give anything away because you should go back and watch the previous ones, but it's all connected.
It is.
We're drinking our eggnog.
That's also the part of the tradition is the nog. Mm.
And we're also looking for a button that turns on our thank you to the patrons, which isn't working, but it will be when we reach our Patreon goal to upgrade our tech setup.
Woo!
When Lockie will come and fix the speed of the Patreon scroll.
It's a complicated process. There's a lot of sort of like winding of gears and cranking of mechanisms.
We've been working up all year.
Every time you guys are streaming, I'm physically cranking something to get the thing across.
You've got a little tricycle wheel.
It's there.
There it is.
Okay, ready, go, Lockie.
Ice Blink, AJ Macy. Oh, no, this is too fast. I'm sorry.
Tickle Doctor Stick Dev, Nick Erasable, Let Roses Burn.
And there was one more that you didn't get because it was too fast. We'll have to do it again at the end of the episode.
Play it again.
We'll have another chance at
get
the end of the episode.
Get back on the bike. Let's go.
We have a new God King.
You've got to
welcome.
You've got to remember that the patron scroll is like a young colt bucking at the gates in its first race. It wants to get out there. It wants to be seen. And it's excited. And it's a lot of work to rein it in. And that's why we really need to make sure we can do that. And Lockie can do that to put those chains on those cables, slow it down, give it a good diet, feed it, fatten it up a bit, slow it down.
Are we talking about Lockie? What?
We're talking about the patron scroll.
Oh.
And me.
And there's been a recent, very exciting Patreon update, including some new goals, which we're all really excited about, including an ongoing, a more permanent fixture of a fourth player. So occasionally we have the special occasion of having a fourth, like Lockie joining us here today. But we're really looking forward to the day when we can have a fuller cast. And it's a goal within our sights.
Yeah.
It's not too far away, but it's something we're working up to. So if you're considering supporting us or you're on the fence, it really does make a huge difference. And it really, our patrons are the reason we can do roleplay.
Yeah.
Like, we're entirely run and supported by our patrons. We are so grateful. So go check it out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
And we haven't gone anywhere. We're still here. So we're now going to talk about the episode, right?
I think that's the plan. I think we're ready to start.
When we do have a fourth player, we will have two mics and two players won't have to share a mic like this, but...
Yeah, so that's why the goal before the fourth player is a physical tech overhaul.
Yes.
To line up ready for, you get the idea.
Yep.
I feel like wearing this badge and it's a really comically oversized badge.
we need to position ourselves.
Isn't it amazing?
I love it.
It's like flash your badge as you enter.
HQ is very strict about uniform. It's very uncomfortable.
They said the headshot needs to be the same size as your head, so... I did what I could. Don't question it, all right?
I love it. Okay. So our crew have been dispatched to an undisclosed foreign nation in the midst of winter on word that the infamous and evil criminal, the Ant, has been spotted nearby. There was whispers that they had a secret base somewhere in the mountains, and you guys have been sent to find that and find out what they're doing in this remote part of the world, what they're planning, put a stop to it.
Hey, what have you heard about this Ant? Oh, should look, be easy to crush, I hear.
Hey, I hear he's a crummy guy. He's a little guy. He likes to run around and do villainous things.
Okay. So this is going to be the saint. I'm not going to put a voice on because I haven't had time to think about putting a voice on.
Go on. No, neither go on. It's Christmas, Rob. Who knows? Christmas miracle might happen.
Give me a second. All right, keep talking.
Channel your, you know.
All right, so we've arrived here at the base of this snowy mountain. Has everyone brought their rain jackets?
This looks too big for ant activities. Must be bigger ant than I anticipated.
Ants go where ants want to go.
Hey.
You don't know what's behind the walls.
Ant is just a name, you know? He's not actually a... He's not an ant, he's a man.
So like ant is like a feeling inside all of us sort of thing. Like an ant is who you are on the inside. Like when an ant do as the ants do. Like there's saying I forget in your country.
Is he drunk?
Who are you?
I don't know what to do with that. Come on, where's that?
Where is something to cross already?
This is going to be so bad. Well...
This is over our speaker, our radio?
Yeah, you got like something.
All right, you put your little wrinkly in your ear, you know, the little coily thing.
Agent T.O.P.C.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, yes!
I got
you the saint.
There's no need to yell.
I'm like looking around at the mountain.
Who said that?
Blitz is a bit dim.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So, team, I've dispatched you to this country. Obviously, you're aware you're looking for the ant. They've been spotted nearby, and there is a base somewhere in the mountains that we're aware of. We don't know its exact location. We think it's somewhere north of your position. Now, obviously, knowing the ant, you know that very secretive. We don't actually have a clear photo of what they look like. We know that they use makeup and prosthetics to hide their identity.
All right, they probably look like some kind of ant.
Maybe ant is actually ant dressed up as person.
That's quite possible. So I pull out a cigarette and light it and then smoke the entire cigarette in one drag and then let it out.
Nice.
All right. Now I'm calm and measured and well-balanced in my humors.
Okay. Well, when you're ready to head out, there's a snowmobile parked out the front for each of you. Don't do anything stupid.
I'm ready.
And Blitz starts just trudging forward through the snow.
I have a question.
Yes, Vixen. I hope you're excited for your first mission.
Yes, I am. Do you know who the Charlie's Angels are?
I am aware of them.
Awesome. I just wanted to know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Is that your favorite spy group, Vixen?
Yes.
I've never heard of them myself. Come on, let's go.
Dash, for someone called Dash, you are very slow walking behind.
Says Blitz, charging up at the front.
You know, I thought...
I get where I need to go when I get there.
Agent Dash.
Very concise.
Dash, I really thought... I said we'd give him another chance after the last mission. I really, really thought he'd, you know, mature out of this shit when he'd been on a few more ops, but I don't know, man.
I thought so too. It's been a whole year.
Don't think so long. Been working with this for a long time.
Maybe we'll grow up next year. We'll just gonna keep doing stuff, see what happens.
Maybe the psychiatrist will come back and say there is something wrong with his head after all.
Are you talking about me back there?
No, calm down over there.
Have you made sure he's getting his meds?
Oh no, we forgot about the meds.
Do we have meds for him?
Did you forget the lactase?
He does get a grumbly tummy if he has too much.
Disembodied voice! Did you say we're looking for lair or vehicle?
All right, I'm gonna get on my snowmobile. It's a snowmobile. It's right here. It's very cool.
Oh, I thought I would have seen it.
All right, Vixen, you dink on the back of mine. Come on, hold my hand.
Will snowmobile fit all of us?
No,
Blitz, get on your own one.
Blitz is very large.
There's like four.
Don't worry, it's a big snowmobile. It'll cover you.
I'm hungry.
Wait, it's one snowmobile?
No, you've got multiple.
Okay, I would like to get on the snowmobile and proceed to turn it on.
Yep.
And drive up to our destination.
You gonna wait for the rest of them?
Fix it on the back, holding.
You're just
hand.
Going for it.
Jumping
I'm gonna
on go. One
Come
as well, on, and I'm following along. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Cool. Can I get a pilot roll for each of you?
Okay.
Except Vixen, I'm guessing.
Except Vixen. Yeah.
Challenge level.
Do I have to roll grip?
Yeah, I'll make you roll a grip
Heck
check.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it really easy at the start. It's gonna be a 2.
Got it.
Got 2.
I'm just rolling.
There's 6 dice in there.
3.
5?
I say real.
5, yeah. You're a good pilot, dude.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you for the time.
It's the three and above, right?
Got yep. two. Yeah, you got two.
Okay, you're all good. Okay. So you slowly start making your way up this mountain as you're going along. It's getting more snowy, more alpine. You're seeing pine trees and you have to weave a bit more. After about 15, 20 minutes of actually cruising along, the snow starts falling a bit heavier and your visibility drops.
I try to catch the snow on my tongue.
You succeed. The snow's getting heavier. It's hitting you in the face.
Come on, Vixen. Keep your eyes on the road. My eyes are getting a bit dodgy. I need you to look out for me.
But I'm hungry.
Guys, it looks like you're losing Blitz. Is he? Can you see him? Keep an eye on him.
I've charged ahead. I'm like well in the front.
No, I was going to say you were off to the side.
I'm off to the side. I think I'm like just forging straight into the right direction. I'm just off track.
Blitz,
no.
Blitz, get over here.
Let's go, Ant-Man!
What are we going to do with that guy?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is the last time, I'm telling you. This is the absolute last time.
Wait, where is everybody?
I think I'm getting too over this.
I want to keep bringing him out, though. Like, I enjoy his company.
I want to tell you as a colleague, a longtime friend, this might be my last job.
I understand.
That's why I got to bring you in, Vixen. You got to pick up the mantle.
Vixen starts brushing her long, gorgeous, beautiful hair.
Flying in the wind.
No snow.
Heading up the mountain, the snow is getting heavier, much heavier. You really need to make sure that you're within range of each other because otherwise you're just going to lose each other in the blizzard. So can I get you to roll another ride pilot? Challenge level 3.
Oh my God. Oh no, I nice. Fucked up in every regard.
I got one success despite being spree.
One success on the grip.
Bye. 3 success.
Sorry.
You got how
I'm
many?
Fading away.
3 success on ride pilot.
All right, you and me are good.
Nice.
Invisible high five, because we don't have arms.
Don, is everything going okay there?
Hold on, I just gotta stop for a minute.
All right, you're getting off track. I'll try and get the others to stop.
Vixen's hair is
gone. Give it a break. Don and Vixen are struggling behind at the moment. Try and keep in touch with each other. Try and keep close together,
because
as the snow gets
way.
Thicker, you're gonna get harder to...
Why do I feel like we are not on the same page? We have mission. We should work as a team.
We work as a team. That's why we gotta make sure we get Vixen and all that over here, man.
Hey, you gotta try and save those womanly charms for someone who's gonna be interested in the party.
Fine. Vixen ties her hair back.
All right, thank you. Please, it's a distraction.
Now, you're heading into enemy territory. I need you to be alert and on guard. Can you all roll a perception check?
Yes. I do that while smoking another cigarette in one puff.
While driving!
Challenge level 3.
Drop 2 dice for a second.
1.
Hang on.
Challenge level 3.
They're moving.
They're gone.
One success.
I'm actually just smoking. Oh, Vixen.
3 successes.
Perception?
For perception.
Yep. A lot. 4.
Okay.
No, 5.
What did...
5.
It's 4 up. 4 and up. What did 4 end up? Not
oh,
three
no,
enough.
Yeah. It's
okay.
So it was 4 successes.
That's okay. Really good.
And what did Vixen get?
3 successes.
Okay. Don? And Blitz, you see nothing.
I see nothing.
Vixen and Dash, you see movement in the tree line.
I point.
Vixen, there. You see it too? You see
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Is it hostiles?
Yes. I don't know, but it's moving.
Do you guys see it? You don't guys don't see it?
Do you want me to shoot it? Do you want me to shoot it? I can shoot it. Do you want me to shoot
on,
it?
Hold on, hold on.
No, what it
is. Can keep a hold of Vixen. She is going mad.
Hold on, Vixen. Let's get a closer look.
I'm did like you wait
while drawing my gun?
All did right. You say this is your first job, Vixen?
Yes.
You seem a little trigger happy.
No, I'm just prepared.
It seems overexcitable. The trick with these spy missions is you go in quick and fast and stealthy, get close and then crush. But you don't want to jump your guns too early. Calm is the key.
Deep breath.
Vixen nods.
So I've just rolled a destiny roll for a 17. So you've moved closer to find out what the movement in the tree was. As you get closer, you see a person wielding a very large assault rifle in full snow camo gear.
Do they look villainous?
There is no reason for someone to be out here in snow camo gear with a rifle.
Without being villainous.
Yeah.
They're not a hunter.
They're not a hunter.
Okay.
Don't shoot it. Don't shoot it.
You have the jump on them.
I'd like to make a shoot at them with my silenced spy pistol.
It's not silenced.
With my loud spy pistol.
you should have specified, man.
No, wait. No, I'll save that for later.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I would also like to enter combat.
You're also going to shoot?
Yes.
Yep. What is Dash doing?
I'll also enter combat with my martial arts and what do I have? Infiltration.
Oh, I'm going to use my grappling hook, by the way. Thanks.
To do what?
To shoot him.
I'm going to try to get up close.
I'm just going to shoot him with a fucking gun.
Okay. Cool.
Can I wait till they finish shooting and then go up?
We got to roll for...
You can go at the same time. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So you can do a combat roll, Dave, a skill check, Jen. This? He hasn't seen him.
I'm just giving advice on how to do spy missions.
You need to be calm and prepared. Everyone's just
like, I am calm.
He's in my sights.
Facing lighting the
gun. I'm like, four because he's unaware.
You plus need to be ready for
everyone.
What's the challenge level? It'll be in the graph.
What's the actual
range and
justification?
I would say medium range, moving, so plus two. Moving fast, plus three.
Yeah, so.
So eight.
Yeah, plus four because he's unaware.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So many times.
My goodness. We're off to the races.
Take
so what's the challenge level?
It was moving fast, medium range, plus three.
So what's.
Oh wait,
what's with medium?
Light cover, so seven.
Seven. So we're not going to hurt him at all.
Oh, beautiful. No. Nope. Nope.
Jen and I are just rolling ones and twos out of like 12 dice.
Seven.
Oh!
You got a seven?
Yeah.
All right.
Three doesn't count, right?
So you achieved nothing.
No. You achieved nothing.
Three doesn't count, right?
Three does not count. Yeah, four, okay. Five, six.
Seven, seven.
Okay,
does
cool.
That match or...?
So it's like light cover.
Oh, no, that moving fast is only on a vehicle.
You are on a vehicle.
Yeah.
He's on a vehicle. That's if they're moving, not if we're moving.
What if you're moving?
If you're moving, you have a penalty to your dice pool.
What's the penalty to your dice pool?
It's in the...
In the other rules?
In the rules.
Just going to the rule book. Minus two if you're moving. Minus two dice if you're moving or firing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got plus four. You didn't get it anyway.
Yeah.
Does it matter? Doesn't matter.
Well, but the challenge rating is actually a six, which means Lockie, who used martial arts... Doesn't use this, he rolls against his combat.
You roll against his combat. So but he's unaware successes. Anyway.
So seven successes against the guy's defensive combat roll.
Which should be base.
Base plus attributes. Whatever, yeah.
Come on.
Four. Three.
Hey. Level four victory.
Yeah, level four victory.
All right. So in this chart, you get to pick
what does
anything.
That mean?
You get to pick any of those or below.
You can also just like, I think four, you can knock unconscious. It might not be on that sheet. So you can just like karate chop their neck. Do the judo chop.
Dismember their leg or something like, with a karate chop. Hang on, let me read this first.
You got good menu of options there.
Yeah, good menu. This is like reading a menu at like a restaurant, being like, oh, I don't know what I want. And the waiter's like right in front of you. Like, hang on.
I think I'll take his leg.
Yeah. I think I want the leg.
Yeah, you're gonna actually take his leg.
I want to karate chop a leg.
Killing American style.
I don't understand how this works.
I feel like he might have a secret agent like blades like that go along his pinky.
Like mantis blade?
So, yeah, so it's like a karate chop.
If you don't want a blade, you can just use the power of Bruce Lee.
I have
karate
the power of my pure power and will to dismember someone's leg with one single chop.
You get the absolute jump on this person through a hail of gunfire and a grappling hook gone astray. You dive in and karate chop this person at the hamstring.
Is this while I'm on the?
I assume you're diving off it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Adler come past.
Do you want to do that?
Let's dive.
You're gonna dive.
I'm getting in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can you roll a destiny roll for the fate of your now driverless snowmobile?
Oh no.
Nine.
Lucky.
That I am.
All right. So you dive off the snowmobile as you're going past through a hail of bullet fire from the Don and a grappling hook gone astray from the Vixen. You dive, take this man unaware and chop him in the karate chop him in the thigh as you go past. Your sheer Bruce Lee power. You can hear a distinct crunch as your hand goes straight through the flesh of his leg, cracks straight through his femur and out the other side.
Oh, good roll. Wow.
Oh, my God.
The sheer force of this pushes this person back. The blood has just, the snow everywhere is now just red with blood, and he is screaming at the top of his lungs on the ground.
Oh, my Lord. I'm getting too old for this.
What the hell was that? Did I just hear gunfire?
You just, the man just karate chopped a leg off.
I want to jump on the dude and like start shoving stuff into his mouth to shut him up.
Like Snow.
Or person, sorry, I don't know if it's a dude. Yeah, okay. Like Snow. I grab Snow and shove it in his mouth. Okay. And I'm like, shh.
I'm just standing there in disbelief being like,
did you mean to do that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so like, screaming on the ground, you're not going to answer the saint who's just asked about
No,
the
gunfight. I'm shutting this guy up first.
Okay, no one answers.
Oh, yeah, we killed the hunter guy.
You got him.
Guys, you got to keep one alive. You need to find out where you're going.
Blitz has been facing the other direction the whole time.
He's not dead yet. He's bleeding out. That's why I went for the leg. I didn't go for the neck.
Well, I heard gunfire.
We missed. I'm getting too old for this.
You did fail your last eyesight check.
My eyes, they're too much staring at books in front of my face, you know? Stuff very
books.
Close.
You books, are an right, avid reader. Right,
well, that's what I say anyway. Mm.
Blitz has been facing the other direction, giving himself a monologue on how to be a good spy, and then he just clues into the radio chat and turns around and is like,
wait, you guys crushed someone without me! Why didn't you tell me we were crushing already?
Blitz, I told you to keep with the group.
I was with group. I led group. Group left me to crush without me.
Agent Dash.
Keep your eyes open. Is he still alive?
He's still alive, yeah.
Still looks right, yeah.
I smoke another entire cigarette.
You really need to cut back on this. It will harm your ability to do
I think it looks pretty cool, but I'm probably wrong. It's probably bad for my health.
All right. So Vixen has also jumped off the snowmobile, and he's running over to this person and shoving snow in their mouth to shut them up.
Yes.
All right. They're still crying a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's whiny and vocal.
Yes.
But you're shoving snow in his mouth. Great. What do you guys do?
Hey.
Slap him a few times in the face.
Tell me, where's the ant's lair?
What do you mean?
Is it more like...
You tell us where the ant's lair is or we'll karate chop your other leg off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just standing there like polishing it like it's a...
My leg! It hurts. What did you do?
I'll do the other one in a minute.
No, don't do that.
Oh, where's the ant's lair? Come on, you got to tell me.
Speak up.
I don't know. They were that way.
Did they point?
They're inside. We left them.
All right, you gotta suck it up, all right?
My leg.
Hey. Hey. Are you a big boy? Come on.
I can't feel my leg.
Are you a big boy?
Yeah.
What are you doing crying? Come on.
My leg hurts.
Come on. You're a joke.
This is like a camouflage like hunter guy, like.
Come on, man, my leg.
You want to play the big boy games? You win the big boy prizes. Come on.
This isn't nice. Yeah, that way. Leave me alone.
All right, you keep shoving shit in his mouth. Let's put him out of his misery. I don't like this whiny one.
It's time for me to crush?
Yeah, crush him.
Crush him, wait. Bullets crush!
Wait, whoa.
I said the thing, I have to do the thing
now. Yeah, but just, you know, look at him, come on. Give him like a pull back, a little bit of a wink-wink crush, you know what I'm saying?
All right, okay.
I like pick him up while Blitz crush, in quotes, him. But basically it's sort of a bear hug as I lift him and sort of pick him up and sort of dust him off while he's standing on one leg.
You'll be right, man. Come on.
It was a gentle crush of forgiveness for now.
Okay. You leave.
I take his gun.
You take his gun. You've now got an assault rifle. You leave the man bleeding out in the snow, the pool of blood at his feet, foot getting larger and mm-hmm. darker as he sobs, resting against a tree.
He'll die quickly, he'll be fine.
He is bleeding out.
Yeah, good, yeah, he can die.
That's what he gets.
He won't be whining.
That was a good job.
I'm so glad that you remembered the ancient teachings of Master Roshi.
Master Roshi, man, he was a good teacher.
I know you spent two seasons.
Guys, focus. Did you manage to get any information out of this man?
Mr. Roshi.
Yeah, he said it that away and he pointed.
All right, well.
Blitz knows where to go. He's going to lead the way.
Yes, I know.
And I just start walking.
In the direction the guy
pointed.
I'm going
to destiny roll where I start walking.
The guy pointed.
I got a 9.
The guy pointed.
Yeah, I was walking before I noticed the point.
Onwards and upwards.
Is it in the direction the guy pointed?
Vaguely.
Can I actually go the right way?
Yeah.
All right. No, Blitz. It's that way, but then also this way.
Well, if you want to be in front, then just say so.
No, I want you to lead. You're the powerful man.
Well, I have tried to lead, but no one wants to follow.
Hey. I'll follow you.
And then people crash without me and... Chopping. Oh, chopping is the new crushing, they say.
I walk up to Agent Blitz and put my arm around his shoulder and I kind of get in close with a bit of gesticulation. I go,
look, all right, I know it's hard to lead sometimes, but you gotta learn. I'm not gonna be around forever. So I tell you what, you lead.
But while I'm giving this pep talk, I also turn his shoulders to point towards the direction. And he's like,
you lead, bro. You lead, buddy. And we'll follow.
And then pat him on the back to like...
Off you go.
I appreciate your trust.
And I walk in the direction you've just...
And then we start to follow. Yep.
All right.
Good job, Don.
You begin hiking through the snow, the cold, up this long mountainous trail as the snow gets heavier and heavier and heavier. I'm going to roll a destiny dice to see how grouped together you stay.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
I can take it.
It was a 3.
Ooh,
this is not good.
No.
Ouch.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You all meander through the snow at a very ponderous pace due to the heaviness of the snow on the ground as well as what's falling. And you make your way into a very thick tree line. So thick, in fact, that you really struggle to see one another. Can I get you to roll a perception check?
Blitz, where are you, buddy?
Challenge level.
I am leaving in front.
Variable.
Blitz, don't go too far. Can't see.
3 successes for me.
2 successes for me.
2.
2 for me.
Okay, that's not bad.
Vixen's super perceptive.
Heck yeah.
The smartest one out of all of us.
As you are walking, mostly by your lonesome now, at the same time, you all step into individual clearings. And at the same time, across from you in this clearing, other snow-camoed, gun-wielding people appear across from you. Each.
And we have to fight these people.
Are we separated? Or are we all...
You are separated.
How are we separated? Many?
Because you got lost in the heaviness of the snowfall and too much forest temperature.
But I was leading with purpose.
Too much purpose, apparently.
Yeah.
How many people?
So we're all split.
You're all split.
How many people do we see each? Just like
just
one each.
It's one on one.
I hide.
I'd like to speak.
No, oh no, you've like both just meandered straight into one
another. Oh, okay.
And made eye contact.
Okay. Right.
So face to face. Or so.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I say, finishing my cigarette in one puff.
That it had to be you.
And then I pull out my gun and start fighting.
Okay.
That was cocked. That was cocked.
Should I roll it again?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Should we go through like, and then do them all in one
day? I'll do them one at a time because I think it's going to be easier. The person across from you does not look intimidated and they also just like dive for their gun. No smarmy lines, just going for it.
I'm going to fight.
Yep, cool.
It's gun face. Time. So I was on the edge of a clearing.
You're both in, now on the edge of this clearing, yeah.
Okay. And they're armed with what?
Assault rifle.
I'm going to charge into them.
You're charging for melee?
Yep.
Okay. Which makes you a moving target with no cover.
Had your gun out and then you're like, actually.
No, I'm charging with my handgun. Okay. So handguns, now the guns have been a bit rebalanced. Handguns can work in close combat.
Okay.
My particular gun has no penalty, whereas assault rifles have a penalty. So if I get in close, I can like push his gun up and shoot him with a pistol.
That's cool.
Okay.
It also gives me an extra dice.
Extra dice.
For charging.
Make him die faster.
Wow.
Wow.
That's like the fourth time in a row.
What'd you roll?
Two successes on nine dice.
Don's not doing so good.
And that versus his gun roll?
Well, he rolls a gun roll too.
Yeah.
What did he roll?
He rolled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. But he had a challenge level of 7.
So basically, we basically just shot at each other and missed as we charged in. And then
I was going to say you were at like short range or medium range anyway. Or the lower end of
so we're
range.
Now like, and we're now...
Yeah.
Adjacent.
You are adjacent. We're going to jump to Jen.
Hi.
Is that what you do?
Yep.
It's a 3 again! It's the curse of the narrator. It is
curse of cursed destiny dice. Standing before you is an absolute brute. 6.5 feet, maybe a bit more, like 130, 140 kilos. He locks eyes with you and he charges right at you.
I scream at the top of my lungs and I bolt the other way.
Do we have chase mechanics?
Yeah. It's athletics / endurance.
There's, oh boy.
It's a cogent manual thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We could,
rules failed.
Yeah, that's happened a lot lately.
Huh?
Rules failed. The search mechanic doesn't work on the Virgin website for some reason.
Lucky.
It wasn't me.
It's a good thing you're here.
It's not me that time.
Hey, this thing that we made a year and a half ago and haven't upkept isn't...
Wasn't that Matt's update? I'm just shifting blame on him.
Yeah. I wanted the bottle. Don't worry, man. It's all good.
No, I'm pretty sure I did the search.
It's all right.
It's all me, buddy.
Nah, man. Don't take
I'm not just going to drink straight Bacardi.
Team effort.
It's been a long time.
Matt and I both sitting there being like, you know, how many bugs do we get introduced with these guys noticing for a couple of years?
Oh, it's just a contested chase roll.
This is
based on athletics. Okay.
Yeah.
That's easy.
It's like...
We don't...
Just do two the athletics rolls, them versus you.
Break the table.
Athletics?
Yeah.
Oh, not endurance, man.
And I think if you, whoever wins sort of closes the distance or widens it.
Yeah.
All right.
Up to a certain number of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I got 4.
He got 5.
Lucky. He closes the distance and grabs you. You're in close combat.
Ah!
Right. Okay. Lucky.
So they're in combat, and no fire. Nothing's been fired yet, right?
We fired guns, but
Guns. Dave missed. Jen's in close combat.
So has this happened yet? So have we heard the firing going off, or is it just the same this is time?
Simultaneous.
Simultaneous. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to be like, "G'day."
Before you is.
Describe what I see.
You know the Shrek 2, the stepsister in the bar?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, beautiful lady.
Yep.
I was like, oh, g'day, sweetheart. How you doing?
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare. Lift up my palm.
What, your blood-soaked karate hand.
What country is Dash from?
All of them.
Yeah. You could hurt him.
That is a good spy.
He's been everywhere.
That is an adaptable spy.
He doesn't want anyone to know his original
keep guessing.
Locations.
I love it.
Just keep mixing around and they'll be like, did you meet that Australian guy who chopped off that guy's foot? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that person was like...
Australian, he was Italian, I swear.
Your dad and our best.
I'm gonna... Sounds like a threat.
It is a threat.
I will dispatch you.
Karate chop this lady.
I am going to karate chop the hell out of this lady.
All right, they're also going to charge you.
Oh, just more power towards my karate chop. Right.
or you can take a defensive bracing stance.
I think we're going to go aggressive.
And you gain 2 victories.
Two victories straight from standing bracing. There?
Yeah, from bracing. Mm.
How far away are they?
They'll make it to you.
He gets to declare life, so he can totally brace. Yeah, you just get extra dust.
You get extra
your
wins.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You ground
set
your
up
chi.
Yeah,
and then you can. You're gonna brace.
I'm bracing.
Like a mantis okay. shrimp, you're coiling. Up.
All right.
Building.
Roll for it.
Cool. What am I exactly rolling here?
Your same combat roll as last time, but without the 4 dice. So whatever it is.
On the sheet.
Is it like 7 or 8? 8. Whoa! And then you just get +2 wins.
I'm getting my chi ready.
Ooh.
So 5 wins.
93, isn't it?
Yeah, 3.
No, you need 4. Four and up.
Yeah,
so 3. Oh, and then you get +2 wins because of your brace.
Yeah.
You get a level 1 victory.
Ooh. What do I do with that?
You can pick from your menu.
Oh, yes, the menu. Yeah.
Yes.
Please, I would like to read the menu.
Injury a la carte.
There's one not on there for some reason, which is stagger, which is they can get -2 dice in the next round only. Which is quite useful, or you can just inflict a minor injury or get in close combat and all that.
I think I'm going to enter into close combat.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's get in there.
Cool. Blitz, you enter the clearing. You see Grab before you someone that looks remarkably like yourself.
They look like they might crush me.
They lock eyes with you, and then they run away screaming.
Not if I can help it!
And I charge after them.
All right, back to Dave. Back to Don. So, you've just been firing at each other to no avail.
So now we're in melee combat.
You're in melee combat.
So now we resume regular combat roles, ranged combat roles.
Yep.
Which is great for me.
And I'm going to do a cold thing, which is what? Plus?
What's your reflex? I've only got 0 reflexes, so.
0.
Okay, so we have to roll to see who goes first.
4.
So I got a 2. So I declare first.
Okay.
Which is good for you. I'm honestly just going to try and shoot. I'm just going to fight.
You're going to keep shooting?
Just fight.
Okay.
Well, I'm shooting with my gun in melee because I have a handgun. I don't have a penalty.
Okay.
So I get +1 in melee combat with the gun.
Is this the thing that has the very cold thing? Where's the cold? Can I have a cheat sheet?
You can just pick any
cold shot.
You get +1 dice.
It's targeted attack.
Yeah.
So +1. Any result you want. Okay. What result are you aiming for?
Stagger.
Okay. And what gun do they have? An assault rifle.
They do have an assault rifle, but you're in close combat.
Yeah. So what's the dice effect? Because they have negatives to combat. Might be just 0 dice.
0.
But then they lose their weapon modifier.
No,
so.
-1. Well, I wasn't using that. I was using melee anyway.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Just making. You're new to narrating my weapons.
Roll them bones.
Die!
Ooh.
5 successes.
4, you get level 1.
Did they die?
No, not yet.
So, because I've watched too many movies, as we get into this fight, and I feel like I'm getting the upper hand, hey! It's time to dance! And then I shoot at their feet and stagger them to try and jump their feet. Dance! Shooting the ground.
Cool. I want to mention, you're all hearing distant screams from different parts. So everyone can hear the vixen scream in the distance, but it's kind of hard to tell what direction they're from. You hear Blitz roar at the top of his lungs. There you go. And then you hear distant gunfire.
Vixen. I've got to get the vixen.
You are now in close combat with this massive Hulk in front of you. He is holding you. What do you do?
Is he like bear hugged me?
Say holding your wrists.
Kick. I kick him. My feeties.
Where?
You know where.
Do we? Is it the shins or the balls?
It's the groin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straight off.
Come on.
Who'd play with you?
No remorse.
Cool. I have no idea what I roll.
I'm going to say that's a targeted attack.
Sure.
Can I have the cheat sheet? I really want one. Yeah.
What do I roll for an unarmed combat?
I'm going to say if you get it, we're instantly going to go to a level 3. That's a serious injury.
Oh, come on. Let's be realistic and honest to our viewers. It should do nothing for one turn and then immediately, and then after one turn, it's a level 4 victory.
Fair. Fair. Don't fair. He is going to attempt to slam you into the ground.
Wow, you did really well for how few dice you had.
So he's going to attempt to...
Oh, no.
Trip you.
Go, Vixen!
Okay.
Survive!
1, 2, 3, 4.
4
I
for Vixen.
I also got 4. I'm going to use a destiny.
Cool.
This needs to go through.
Level 1 victory to the nuts. Woohoo! That's a level 3 victory.
Take that, buddy!
Level 3.
What are you going to do with a level 3?
I feel like this is a good quote. Level one victory to the nuts. That's a level 3 victory.
What can I do with a level 3 victory? Can I still change it? Can I still the menu?
God damn my like GM brain, because I'm like, oh, immediately that should be a that could be a thing. We could call it psychological strike. Are you hitting someone in a vulnerable point that is psychological?
Serious injury.
Wound point.
You're going to take the flat 3 dice.
Yeah, I'll take the flat.
Or it does something harder to hit, but has a different effect.
Yeah.
Dash.
I'm currently what did you pick? Close
serious
combat.
Injury.
You are. And you have a level 1 victory on them.
I do. Which is, that's the close combat though. Engaging close combat, okay, yep, I believe. Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
So it's like straight. All
right, now it's a close combat roll.
How close is that? Is that like
it's so close combat is like you're grappling in straight like up body like, to body.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can sort of go in for the ribs, you can like, but you're kind of like basically wrestling.
I'm good. Do you need me to move? No, you're all good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Where did the Don go?
He's fine.
He's fine. Don's fine.
He's disappeared into mists of snow. The storm. It will devour us all.
Just go grab
just
it.
Just keep playing.
Don't worry about it.
These winds, they are vicious.
All right, so you're in close combat, I guess.
I'm in close combat. I'm going to go straight. I'm gonna put away these fists for now. I'm gonna go straight with the knee to the ribs.
All right, cool. Roll for it. He's just gonna try and punch you, like try and take you down.
Okay, what's that gonna be for me? That's is that martial arts still again?
Yep.
Yeah, close combat. Oh, sorry, hand.
Yeah,
martial arts.
Well, it's my yeah.
Three. All right, they get a level 1 victory on you.
Oh, no.
So I'm just going to take the minor injury.
My
negative 1 to your dice rolls.
Just
get, okay.
Why don't you get like,
all. Yeah, cool.
What are you looking for?
The injury, yeah.
That's enough.
All physical dice checks. So perception wouldn't have a negative, but, you know, fight combat would.
Okay,
cool. All right. Blitz. You're chasing your target.
Yeah.
Roll a destiny.
4.
Okay, cool.
Have I got a hold of him?
No, not yet. We need to do a athletics check.
Is this a chase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come here! I will not crush you!
But I will crush them.
They don't know.
I got 3.
They got 1. Know.
Oh, no.
You chase them winding through the trees. Not those. One.
I'm just
about?
Reading chat.
Okay. You chase them winding through the trees. The snowfall heavy, the wind pushing on you. You can feel the frost on your face as your eyebrows and eyelashes start to freeze. Can you tell I've never been in the snow?
Yes, frozen eyelashes. Yes, that is a
that is a thing.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It is, right?
Yeah.
If it's snowy enough.
Sure.
I'm positive it is.
Not sure. A cold thing.
It is. It's a fact.
It's tell a me. Thing.
Eyelashes
thing.
Freeze.
Well, yeah, because it's everything. It's not that it your eyelashes eyes. Freeze.
Technically everything freezes at some point.
It's more that the liquid gets trapped freeze. Between the hair and then that freezes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If you say so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah.
And as you're chasing them, suddenly the trees disappear and before you is an expansive cliff and this person is standing on the edge of it with nowhere else to go. You've cornered them.
I have cornered you. Just you work for the
I beat my intercom. Like,
Mr. Sentleyman, are you there?
Yeah, Blitz, what?
The villain, what is villain's name again?
We've gone through. Blitz, you're looking for the ant.
The ant, okay, thank you, over and out. Where is the ant nest?
Just don't hurt me. They're in there. You can go that
Neo,
way.
You are my guide now. Help me find my friends. I will put you on leash, and you will take us to the ant.
Okay, just don't hurt me. I know what you did to. Don't hurt me.
I crushed the leg off that man. I know you heard. Lead the way.
Okay. All right, you're successfully going the right way, and you're heading back towards your party.
Yeah. Don.
It's good.
Making the guy dance, is that where we left off?
Yeah.
Dance.
We keep fighting, yeah?
Yeah.
Both uninjured.
Well, he's got stagger.
Stagger, so he's one down. Four.
Five successes.
You're not a little one.
I'll give him an injury.
Cool.
I graze his foot with a shot while I'm...
Oh, I guess I'm getting less accurate. Whoops.
Okay. Cool. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You keep staggering.
Injure him slightly.
Yeah.
Well, I gave him a level one injury this time.
How do you do it? What do you do?
I just shot and grazed his foot with the gun.
Nice.
Instead of, like, my dancing miss wasn't as good a miss.
Mm-hmm. Vixen. You've achieved your level one victory, and you've successfully nutshotted this man with your kick. They collapse. So they are currently prone.
Great.
What do you do? He's not going to defend himself.
I pick up a bunch of snow and throw it at his head, and then I piss bolt in a direction and run away.
I'm going to give it to you.
Great.
I'm going to give it to you. You're not going to have to roll for it. But as you douse them in snow, you hit, ow, there were rocks in that.
They have very youthful voices, these guards.
Okay. Dash.
So where I left off was I just got punched because I tried to knee them. Yeah.
You're both level one.
And we're still close range?
Still close combat.
I'm going to go straight for the suplex.
You know what? I don't care if it's not in the rules. I'm going to let you do an assist on grip if you have it. If it's worth it for you, you can do it.
It's not.
I don't have anything in grip.
Okay, don't do that then. Cool.
Just doing
a targeted attack then.
So just normal. Wait, is that still my martial arts?
So you just different you basically just negate.
Could he assist that with acrobatics?
I have acrobats.
You have acrobats?
I have 8.
I have 3 acrobats. Oh.
They're all around me.
I will release them at your
Statistically, is he going to get a success on it?
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah. I'll let you assist.
So go for the 8?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sending out my 8 acrobats. Let's see how they go.
Hmm? It's okay.
That's a 5. That is 4.
4. So you get +1 to your combat roll now.
Yeah.
So the assist is anything above a 3 adds to your next to the assisting roll.
And that's this one now?
Yep, so your combat.
They rolled a 2.
So your combat roll -1.
All right.
But you get +1 win to that
result. 2, so 3.
Yeah, you get a +1 victory on them.
Hell yeah.
Suplex that boy.
Can I get a status update? I heard gunfire.
I'm engaging in some delicate negotiations.
I have a pet.
I'm laying on the floor being like, I've fallen over. just like, wait, do I have to still pick one of these victory things? Or is it? Okay.
Again, one that isn't on there is stagger, which is -2 to them.
I'm going to go with stagger. So I'm going to go.
He's going to have -2.
Yeah. So I'm just like.
What do you mean you have a pet?
I have, I found infantry person of ant and put them on a leash and I'm bringing them back to the group and they are obeying for fear of being crushed.
Crude, but effective. Just make sure you deal with them when you're done.
Crude, but effective was my nickname in high school.
Did you even go to high school?
Yes, because I am a confident older man.
So, Don is settled. Vixen settled. Right?
I mean settled.
No, no, you're still shooting.
I'm still fighting, yeah.
Vixen settled. Blitz is settled.
Yeah.
Back to Vixen. No, back to Don. Yeah, Don. Back to Don.
So I'm just rolling again, and they have neg one dice, not neg two this time, but they have an injury instead of a stagger.
Okay.
I'm just going to consistently roll like garbage.
Four.
And I'll consistent. I'm just another level one.
Okay. Just taking off one toe at a time.
Eventually I'll roll less ones and twos. Yeah. It'll be great.
So you just shoot him in the foot again?
Yep.
Okay.
Whittle him down.
I thought you were better than this. This is, you're barely hitting me.
I'm just toying with you. Don't make me turn this into a spaghetti nightmare.
I'm going to get you this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that will, I'm going to get you this time.
I'm going to get you this time.
I'll make you wish you hadn't said that, you little whippersnapper.
We're the same age.
Look. I didn't age well. It's all the cigarettes.
That's naughty. All right. Dash.
So I believe I've gotten up and the other person's still on the floor because they've been staggered.
Yeah. They're or staggered. They're staggered.
They're just trying to make their way up, I guess.
Well, no, they're still staggered. They've just got negative one. So they can still attack you. Okay. They're just not going to roll as well.
Okay. I'm just going to try talking to him. Just...
he's going to attack you.
Oh, okay, then.
Better get out those.
Get him.
Right. No, I'll go for the attack then. I'm going to go for the good old karate chop.
Yeah.
Seems to be working last time. Just like, say goodbye to your leg.
Roll for it. Got a one.
It's like a negative. Well, I got negative one on my thing, so. Yep. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You can do this.
All right. Oh, yeah. Three.
Negative. There you get a level two
victory. May I? Level two victory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could use a destiny point to increase the level of injury.
Let me check the menu.
If you want to.
Oh, my God.
How many destiny points do we have?
Three.
You could spend two destiny points to dismember them.
You better know it. Two destiny points.
You're going to do it.
I'm taking away their leg. I'm collecting legs here.
You've got a reputation. Yeah, cool. You need to uphold it.
Cool. I'll let you describe it. How do you do it?
Oh, I'm jumping at him. I'm running at him. They're like trying to get their way up. And I'm like, say goodbye to that leg. It is mine.
Ooh, Spanish now.
It is mine.
I just
it
feel like this kid's known what corkers are. And he's just going nuts on them.
Just going straight in.
Yeah. Yeah, like anime straight, shot with like the lines and like that.
You just like straight down and punch him as hard as I can, just straight into the thigh. And you just hear that massive scream just going, "Dah!" Just cool. Wailing.
Cool.
But yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's my attack.
I'm going to roll a second destiny roll to find out where Vixen is up to after running away.
Oh, great.
You're still just running.
At least I'm running.
And I've already rolled to find out where Blitz is, and he's still running.
Okay.
So now we're back with the Don.
So they have two level one injuries.
Yep.
I am going to, after being egged on like that, take a half step back and do the an attempted perfect emulation of the James Bond, like three steps, draw and shoot, straight at their head.
Okay.
Ooh, what's that and a cold shot
And I'm going
to
use Destiny... So it's just an epic shot. It's not a cool shot. Okay. I'm just rolling, but I'm using Destiny to give myself advantage. Okay.
They're just going to try and scramble and get you. They're panicking.
I got 5.
Oh. 3.
A level 2 victory.
Level 2 victory.
Just shoot him in the shoulder.
All right. Take another negative 2. I'm going to roll. Wait, Dash, what have you done now that you've finished off your opponent? Well, I mean, finish them off.
I look down and I go, pathetic. And then I walk. Then I walk in just away from them, just majestically. I don't have no idea where I'm going. So
you hear them whimpering as you walk into the forest.
Oh my god! They die.
Okay, Vixen.
Yes.
You run into a clearing, and you see the Don standing over an opponent who is very covered in bullets and blood and in pain. That was a great descriptive right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm picturing it very specifically.
Cool.
I walk over to you, and then I high-five you.
All right, Vixen. It's good to see you again.
Yes.
Now.
It's like, yeah.
Where's the ant?
That way. Leave me alone. You always win.
That's because I'm better than you. Always will be.
Yeah, we're the best. We're the best.
She's not, but I am.
He's the best. He's the best.
That's right. You remember it. All right.
Okay.
Now, empty your wallet.
No.
I lean in real close, do the gentle like clap on the cheek, and then I go,
"That's right. I told you, you gotta stand up for yourself, all right?"
And then I walk off.
Let's go, Vixen. Let's find Blitz.
Beautiful.
Okay. I'm not going to bother rolling it anymore. You're all running away in the forest, and I'm just going to skip it and say eventually you all meet up and you see that Blitz is pushing along this person.
Well, suspenders have been taken off and one end has been clipped around the neck and the other sort of being held like a leash.
Oh. I told you I have pet.
Hey. Come on, man.
They led me to you by sniffing, and then they will lead us to the ant nest.
How is the hostage behaving in this?
Oh, very subdued. Does not want to fight. Okay. Yeah.
And I waggle my eyebrows.
This is
menacingly.
Weird.
All right, maybe not around the neck next time. I mean, that's dangerous.
Okay, team, you've around got your the leg information. Next time.
It's about the results.
You've got a guy.
It's about sending a message.
Oh, I reload because that was actually my last round of ammunition.
Nice. Yeah.
Wait.
You've got your information. You've got a guide. Get to the hideout. I'm going to say you follow this guy who is strangely cooperative.
Hmm.
And eventually you come across on the side of the mountain.
While we're walking, I put them on the radio to the saint.
Be like, maybe Saint, you can fill them in on how to lead us to a nest.
They know.
Good.
I'll take the radio back.
They lead you to a small hatch in the side of the mountain,
mm-hmm.
But it is jammed closed.
Great job.
Do I see a physical locking mechanism?
That's a good idea.
There is a locking mechanism, but there's no way to open it from the outside.
Can I see the big gate?
Describe the side of the mountain.
Yeah. Is it a hatch where like it's a closed?
I would say it folds open.
It folds up, but can you see the latching mechanism?
Yes.
I would like to use my laser wristwatch to cut through the latch.
And cut through.
Do you have a laser wristwatch?
I have a laser wristwatch.
Oh, sick.
He asked for one.
I'd like to cut through the metal, like, you know, like James Bond,
Why did you get laser wristwatch?
I got it last year, special occasion.
I got a grapple gun.
Okay.
Saint, why did I not get a cool toy? They have cool toys, I have no cool toy.
They're the only ones that know how to use them. You refuse to sit still long enough to be taught.
Vixen gets cool toy.
Why would
Vixen knows now how to use nothing. This is her first mission.
Why would we give you a laser watch when you don't know how to tell the time?
I am experienced combatant. Vixen is a noob. I missed out on that.
I will not have discontent in my team. Apologize.
So mean.
Now.
I'm sorry, Vixen.
It's all right, I understand my laser watch is very cool and all of you would like one.
It is very cool.
But unfortunately, only I have one.
It's very cool.
And that is how it will stay if you keep behaving like a bunch of monkeys.
Maybe one day.
Does it work?
Can I get you to roll for your laser wristwatch? I'm going to say a challenge level is variable, but a complete success would be 5.
Can this please be my best, my only good roll of the night so far?
Oh.
5 successes!
Yay!
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice. You use your laser wristwatch and you cut through and you manage to hit the latch and it snaps open and you can pull the door open or the latch open.
Such a cool time!
And so you successfully sneak in to this hideout and you are presented with...
I just quickly use the laser to light a cigarette and smoke the entire thing in one drag and then drop it.
We are in lair now.
You are in the lair.
It's very clean.
It is very clean.
All right, we don't need this one anymore. Should
Saint,
we come out
are you
chop
impersonating
him?
Me?
Are you impersonating me?
Are you? You're supposed to be mature one. You tease me.
Okay, so you're in the base.
Yeah.
It's very clean, and you are presented with a variety of long hallways.
Hey, which hallway do we go down, you little...
I can lead.
You make this little man tell us where to go.
Oh, okay, they can lead.
Where do you want to go?
We want to see Ant. I have made myself clear. Don't play dumb.
I mean, I can take you to them. They're really, really busy right now.
Not too busy for us. For we are the... Wait, do we have team name?
I think we're called the Spies. The Spies.
Princess that Unicorns.
That's the
Vixen,
Spies.
You don't get to name team. It's your first mission.
I think we should call ourselves, I don't know, something like the Spy Kids.
Crusher and the Side Pals.
What about Shark Boy and Lava? I'm Agent Cody Banks.
You watch too many kid movies.
Why don't we? Wait.
You are Team Slay.
I want to be the Tennyson.
Slay.
Ah, because we slay people. I like.
Spy I like. Life, always. Yes.
The Slayers.
I like because the we slay.
Okay. He will have time for the Slayers. Say this name to him, he will recognize.
I don't know what you want. What?
Take us there.
I can take you there. It's fine. You said they're busy. And...
Take us there.
Go! And I like having like going, drifting behind them, sort of like kick / push their butt with my foot.
Slide them across the floor.
You lead to end.
What do you see?
There's lots of long corridors and a little bit of prisoner abuse.
Okay. We need to find out what they're doing here. Can you get any information about?
Oh, I thought we were just meant to kill the Ant.
Well, if we can get information on them, that'll be great.
All right.
Why have they set up in this base? What's their plan?
I have a plan. All right, kid.
I'm just saying that because they're younger than me, of course, yeah. And I'm an old man. Are they like roughly the same size as me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna take your clothes now. I'm gonna take your jacket.
Why?
We're going to swap jackets.
And I'm going to force them to swap jackets.
All right, I'm very good at disguise. I'm going to infiltrate this base, see what I can find. I learn a lot in spy school. It's all about fitting in and blending in. What's your name?
Ian.
Ian. I can be.
Ian.
Nailed it.
Wow.
It's good. You need to find out why they're here. What's the end?
Yeah, that's. I'm going to. Okay, I want to go and like sneak around, but try and find a group of people working.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take off my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
As a mark of respect.
And then I'm going to. Because I'm looking at the floor being so clean, and I'm like, take off my shoes. I'm going to run down the corridor and slide.
Slide, yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Nice.
I'm going to roll the destiny to find out what the directions are like. 16. Very good. So Ian, now in different clothes, is cool. Being...
Yeah, I would like to, when we find a group of, like a room with activity in it, I'm going to infiltrate my way in there.
All good.
Okay.
Walking through the winding corridors with Ian leading the way, you pass a variety of rooms. You pass one door and you hear... loud, raucous animal sounds, screeches, howls. Something terrible is happening in there. you don't know what. Further along.
I was waiting for the opportunity and it came. Continue.
Why is that on there?
You said animal sounds, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Yeah. I was just looking at him for the last hour. I'm like, horse, there's got to be a moment.
I think I heard you play it earlier, like really quietly, and you're like,
Continuing on, you see a variety of other rooms. One of them that stands out looks to be a chemical processing area. Mm. Like, you don't know what's happening in there, but there are vats and tubs.
Is there anyone working in there?
No one is in there at the moment.
Okay, we should sneak in.
I will allow it.
All right. Is anyone...
I'm going to try the door. Is it locked?
Try this other guy behind us? Yeah.
Is the door locked?
Nope.
You would like me to sneak in?
I think... Are you sneaky or breaky?
I can do all of it. I'm spy.
I'll sneak in. I'll go in.
All right. You sneak in this one.
I'm just going to... Is a door or just a corridor into a room?
It's a corridor into a room.
I'm just going to, like... Keep around the corner. Just see what's around. Yeah, just sliding.
I'm just imagining with no momentum though, but socks just keep sliding for some reason. You just like glide around the edge silently, sliding on these floors,
turning corners.
Yeah. I do have infiltration.
I have stealth.
I'm gonna go for the slide.
What are those wheelie thingies that you wear?
Heelys.
It's like heelys. Yeah. You can turn. It's all about the pivot of the ankle.
Slide in.
Yeah.
And try to slide in and get to like, is there like cover? Is there cover that I can get to if I slide?
There's covers, there's desks, there's big bats of chemicals.
I'm
going
to slide through and try to slide through to a desk and somewhere that I can get under and like.
I'm going to immediately give it to you because you all enter the room and it's completely empty. Apart from, equipment, there's nothing in there.
Just me go. It's all good guys, come on in.
All right.
Coast is clear.
I'd like to investigate this vat of goo.
Mm-hmm. You open it and it just seems to
I go to lick it.
Don't lick.
I go to lick it.
Goo.
Don't lick what you don't
I go to stick my hand in.
Vixen, no!
Do I reflex? Can I like react?
Yeah, I mean, it's an opposed role. If you want to do that, you can do that.
Oh, no, this is going to...
I'm going to stop
you're
it.
You're going to go too hard.
What's the opposed role?
Whatever Vixen rolls. Oh,
reflex.
No. Totally sleight of hand versus like grip, right?
Yeah.
Sleight of hand versus grip.
Ah, I get grip?
Yeah. You're chasing two.
Three. Okay. You successfully stop them.
Ow!
Vixen!
Ow!
Malicious goo is no toy to play or goop around with. I thought I would say that in a more convincing way. Sounds silly, but I stop you for your own good.
Ian speaks up. What are you even doing?
We gotta find out what's happening here, Ian.
What do you mean?
Make him eat it.
It's villainous behavior. Can't you tell?
This isn't...
Ian,
what
eat
is
the
it?
Goo. You heard her.
Ian, tell me what this is.
Ian, eat the goo.
Eat the goo, Ian.
We'll just come here.
Ian.
Told to come.
Eat the goo.
Ian, what is the goo?
No, he will tell us after he eats.
It's just chemicals.
Go on.
No, I
tested it.
I don't think he should eat the goo.
Ian is collateral damage. We will see if he dies or gets superpowers.
I'm definitely sure that eating strange... No.
He could get superpowers. That's really cool.
But he could die, so let him try first.
50-50 chance.
I'd like to find out what the goo is.
You investigate it, and it's just strange chemicals.
Is it strange chemicals? Is it inert strange chemicals?
Yes.
You wouldn't suffer from eating it.
Yes, you would.
Okay.
There's no way Ian is eating this goo. We need him alive. It's clearly dangerous.
No. I suppose.
I don't know what you want. I just... We came here with the ant and we brought things and there's something happening later with the food. I don't know.
The food?
Food?
Yeah, the food.
I'm hungry.
All right.
Don't eat the goo.
Let's keep finding out what they're doing here. We're getting good information, but we got to find out. The saint said so. Find out what's happening here. All right. Let's find some intel.
So we're not eating the goo.
No, we're not eating the goo.
Okay, all right. I just was checking.
Forget about the goo. Just forget about the goo.
It's pee-pee and poo-poo. It's not food.
Not food.
Come on, let's go.
Let's head out of this room and find some information, as the saint requested.
You head back into the hallway.
Hey, saint.
Yes.
They're making some kind of goo here.
Some kind of goo?
It's dangerous goo.
Some sort of goo. Pee-pee poo-poo goo.
It's in big vats. Blitz wanted to eat it. Vixen wanted to eat it.
It might give you superpowers.
It probably won't.
Keep exploring. I've just had a thought. I want to double check, and I'll get back to you.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Do I feel like these hallways could have, like, lasers on them? Like, is that the kind of hallway vibe I'm feeling right now?
Not yet.
Okay. Vixen starts practicing her acrobatics.
That's the wall.
Yeah.
Roll.
Great.
I have acrobatics too.
Is this could be an assist check for a later roll.
I hope not.
No, it shouldn't be an assist check for later.
A critical fail, yeah.
You attempt to cartwheel down the hallway. And
straight head first in the ground.
You face plant into a wall. Not the floor. You come up into a wall.
Great.
Let me ask, is Vixen spy name she chose for herself or someone else chose for her?
You all know that I gave you your code names.
So why Vixen?
I say, looking at the face planted.
Ow!
Just rubbing the air.
It's red.
Maybe more like...
Know. Cool points?
Maybe more like floppy.
Yay!
Focus, team.
I want to find more cool shit. Look, let's go.
We were just leaving on the ground. Okay.
Lucky.
So you did this to yourself.
All right, so you keep exploring. Ian leading the way.
No, screw this Ian leading the way. I don't like this Ian guy. He can be dragged behind. Drag him behind.
All right. I take him, we divide and conquer.
I take Ian and turn around the other way and get him to lead me somewhere else.
What?
No, you want to just drag Ian behind us as a group.
No, I think you're right. We should split up and we meet around the ant and one of us takes him from behind. It's a good plan, trust me.
What?
All right.
Lucky. Get your mind out of the gutter.
If that's what you think is best.
Blitz splits off then.
Okay.
Just to make your life harder.
Yeah, okay, cool. You keep meandering through the halls. Occasionally you find an adjacent room. You can peek in through like a small window in the door. You see like what looks to be like a monitoring monitoring.
Sorry, that's my station. Horse toy. It keeps going off.
A monitoring station. So you look in there and you see people watching TVs, but you know, like monitors, but nothing really interesting's happening in there.
Okay.
You keep wondering.
No plot grenades to jump on in those rooms?
Not yet.
Okay. I'd like to head on till we find one.
Mm. Okay. Blitz.
That is getting progressively loud.
You're heading back down the corridor towards the raucous animals.
Ian, you're withholding your cards and information from us.
What do you want to know?
Answers.
What?
The ant.
What about him?
Where is the ant?
The main room.
Well,
that's where I was taking you until you turned me around.
But you're now taking me to the secret entry to the main room. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Ian?
No.
Persuasion check.
This is the first time I've been here.
Persuasion.
Enforce it.
3.
I would tell you if I knew.
You, Ian.
I don't know.
Raising my eyebrows menacingly. Flexing my large biceps.
I don't know what to tell you. I've only been here once.
I'd gently slap his face.
This warning. Take me to the back entrance, Ian.
Ian starts screaming.
I panic and reflexively,
You hear running footsteps.
Ian, you're ruining everything!
Ian is whimpering and crying and screaming.
What all right.
Do you do?
You have been promoted to human shield, Ian!
And I run back in the direction of everyone else, dragging Ian by the, like, in a chokehold. Like,
Ian has set enemies on us! Run!
How closely are we? He split up. Okay.
Ditch.
ditch.
What is going on? I've got that information.
Agent Blitz.
I hear sirens.
It's time. You need to do it. It's time for your hero moment. Everyone gets this chance once. It's time to take on the enemy and buy some time. You know, in everyone.
Yes.
Always someone has to buy time for us.
Yes, like in movies.
They don't know about us. We're going to keep going.
Lone hero stands against an impenetrable tide of warriors and in fearsome roar saves the day.
You take him down. And Ian, you. I'm very disappointed in you.
You guys are mean.
Snitches get stitches. All right.
Tell.
I'd like to give Blitz an embrace.
You have been good to me. Now I will pay you back in kind.
Team, I've got information. I did some digging and I found records. There's been a very large shipment of different types of poisons that have been traced back to the ant's bank account.
Oh, good thing I didn't eat it.
Something's going to happen. Ian said something about the food. I think the ant might be trying to poison the food. The world's food.
We gotta stop this immediately.
You need to stop this immediately.
Ian, where is the food being kept? Where is the poison?
I think we passed room with poison. It was goo, wasn't it?
We gotta...
No.
It's in the main room. I said that.
All right.
It's that way.
It's where they're cooking, the main room.
We're gonna sneak in there. But we're... We've been made.
Cool.
Are we going to do this heroic sacrifice thing?
You could just run.
Okay.
Bye.
Shall we? I got it. I know what to do. Punch Ian in the guts and let's run.
That's exactly what I was going to do. And I
kick Ian from behind so he face plants in the middle of the hallway.
Brilliant.
And run with everyone else.
You do it.
Okay.
Ian, this is your moment. Everyone gets one. This is your chance to stand against the tide against us.
And I run with the group.
Okay. You run.
Did you hear the distance? Like,
you hear the running footsteps behind you, but they stop when they get to Ian. And you successfully make it away. You're running through the corridors and you find a door, a big set of double doors with inset windows. You peek inside and you see the ant.
Do you guys see it? You guys see what I see?
What, describe, what does it look like? A small window.
It's a big room. There is a large conference table. There is a water feature with sharks. A big window looks out onto the snowy blizzard mountaintop.
This is bad guy vibes all over it. Mm.
Do the sharks have lasers?
The sharks do not have lasers. The ant is shadowed by an array of other menacing-looking henchmen, much bigger and larger than the previous ones you've seen.
And henchwomen?
And henchwomen.
Oh, heck yeah.
Henchwomen. Oh, yeah. You know that there is no getting into this room while they're in there. Team, update me. What have you got?
We found the ant.
He's surrounded by larger ants.
Ah, the whole hive.
The whole colony.
Colony? Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
We must take out the queen.
We have to get them out of the room to get rid of the poison.
There must be a peanut butter sandwich in there.
I can think of a way to do it, but we're not going to like it.
You need a distraction.
We do. And Vixen, you might just have the distraction.
What?
I am confused.
Is it my good looks and my beautiful long hair?
Vixen, you might be able to make a mess. A mess that brings the attention of the
villain. It's the only way.
What?
I can think of very few things that would draw a crowd of henchmen like that kind of mess. I know you've been told not to do it anymore. But you have to resort to your old ways.
You're talking about the shit in the middle of the room thing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Not the shit in the middle of the room thing. I'm done with this.
I'm saying the pull-ups go down.
Team, we are not sacrificing one of our own.
This is the kind of thing they don't teach at spy school anymore. It's too old school.
Sometimes you just gotta do a dookie to get the attention, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta make shit happen.
I'm too old for that now. If I do it, they think I'm
Something wrong with my head. Well, if Vixen does it, nothing.
If Blitz does it.
Team, it's a big facility.
Milk.
If Blitz does it, he'll have to talk to the man in the coat again.
Not the man.
And Blitz doesn't again. Need that.
Okay, you're right, right. Not the man with the coat again.
Do you need a poop?
Do you need to poo, Vixen?
Yeah.
Do it.
Is there only one entrance to this room?
Yep. You need to get them out of the room and they're going to come the direction you are. You need to find a way to make them leave the room.
That's a really hard puzzle. How do you get them to leave the room?
Team, what have you seen so far? Is there anything you can do that will make a big enough distraction to make them leave?
Lots of goo.
We have distraction ready.
Just goo.
Just goo?
Poo and goo.
Poo and goo. Pee pee poo
and TVs.
Goo.
Potentially a chemical leak. If it's significant enough, it might draw their attention.
The goo is the chemical?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could pour... Yeah. Or we could also do the poo plan.
Let's shelve the poo plan. We'll come back to that later. We'll test the
I'm locked first. And loaded.
Oh, God.
Do the poo now, outside this door. Wiggle the chemicals. They run out. Slip on poo. Knock them out.
We need to get them a decent way away, okay?
In front of the chemical store.
No.
They're in front of the lair? Yeah, in front of the lair.
No, because then they'll stay and clean up at the front. You need to get out of there.
Vixen, stop. Not now.
Vixen, if you need to go, just go now. We can deal with it later. You've got the spy equipment required to do that without getting a mess.
Oh.
Destiny roll 12.
What was that for?
I hold it.
Okay. All right. We're going to run back to the chemical room.
You don't know how long that's going to last.
You run back to the chemical room. You make sure to take a detour around where you left Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Still eat there. You want to stay away from it. You can hear his whimpering echoing through the corridors. I'm going to put you. Are you still in the corridors? You're good. And you make your way back to the chemical room.
Well, did we have that background before?
You did.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Never noticed. Did I?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
Are they like big vats on a stove?
You see big vats. You see, yeah.
Big are the vats compared to us?
You could fit a couple of people in it.
Too big to bring the vats somewhere.
Too big to bring the vats somewhere.
Do vats look,
could we knock them over?
Crushable?
Not crushable. You can't knock them over.
Variety choppable?
Did there taps on them?
There are an array of buttons and dials in the vat.
I'd like to interact with the buttons and dials on the vat.
Okay. You do it and... You do it and there's a reaction within the chemicals, but it seems constrained.
Okay. Can I investigate if there's any mechanism or something I need to interact with?
I'll let you do perception, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm really good at that. Let's do it. No successes.
Is there anything else in the room? Can we do a perception?
Yeah, can all do a perception for anything else in the room.
Just if there's anything beyond the vats.
Two.
I got 3.
And that's minus 1. No, it's not for perception, right? 1.
Okay. Vixen, you see a pallet, like a big shipping pallet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And on the shipping pallet are these containers. They're like bright orange and yellow. And they seem to have some type of fluid inside them.
Is there does it look like there's a latch or anything to open it?
No, they're just sitting on the pallet. You can pick them up.
Oh, how big are they? Sorry.
They're like this big.
Oh, I pick one up and take it over to Don.
Mm-hmm.
Do they interact with the goo in some way?
You don't know. You could pour it in the vat and find out.
Vixen, I think you should pour it in the vat. Give it a good shake first.
Cool. You pour it in the vat as it's currently like cycling and moving, and it has that reaction. And as soon as you add it, that reaction increases tenfold. It's a lot more bubbly. There's vapor coming off it, and you know that this is the right approach, but it's not enough to be a distraction yet.
Get them all. We got to empty them all. Vixen, I want you to make sure you get nice and dirty.
You cover yourself in this stuff as well.
Wait, what?
Trust me, boys. It's gonna help later.
I'm confused.
Me too. But he's never been wrong before.
Help before or after she poos on the floor.
The poo plan is...
I thought it was a good plan. I thought we were saving for the prime moment. Please tell me poop plan is still on the table.
If it happens, it happens. But for now, we're shaking the bottles and putting it in the thing.
Okay.
And on me? Is that right?
You empty them all. You do it. Vixen, it's your time to shine. Boys, stand back a bit.
Okay, I go do this mini game of grabbing the boxes and putting them in vats.
You start loading this fluid into the vats, and every time you do it, the reaction gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Does it smell funny?
Yeah.
It smells great. Yeah, I can guess now.
Yeah. And you just keep throwing them in, right? And then you realize you can just take the lid off and throw them all in at whole. You don't need to pour the fluid in, and you do all of it. And the reaction starts getting bigger and bigger to the point where this fluid and this foam that's being generated and the vapors start expanding, filling this room.
Does Vixen get covered in it?
Unless you all start running.
I'm backing out immediately.
Well, yeah. Vixen's probably covered in it.
Okay.
Boys, follow my lead. Come on. Get out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Get away from all the vapors. Oh, heavens, the vapors.
As this foam expands, you start hearing alarms going off. And you've caused a distraction as this foam starts ejecting itself through the door.
Am I just swimming around in it?
I'm assuming you would run.
Okay. Yeah. I thought they just left me to die, honestly.
I mean, they might have.
No, we just made sure that you were covered in it.
Cool. Awesome. As the alarm's going off, you hear a rushing of footsteps. What do you do?
Run the other way. Duck out down a corridor out of sight.
Looking for a nook to you sort pop of duck a squat into.
The tap popping a squat.
You're gonna take shit.
Vixen's taking that moment we talked about. We gotta go, boys.
He's now the best time. I thought we were saving.
Vixen, gotta go.
You are a hero.
I run. I leave Vixen popping a squat.
I mean,
in the corridor.
I hope this is constructive. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Team, I told you not to leave her behind, but it's for the good of the world.
Don't worry. She's still got her pants on.
At least put in strategic place, middle of hallway.
She's still got her pants on. It's fine.
Fine.
So you're leaving Vixen?
She's squatting in the middle of a corridor while feet are running. We cannot stay.
Yeah, I'm not standing
around.
We can't
stay. And she's covered
pooping in her pants.
Yeah.
Pants on.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's just going to be messy.
Well, you're missing some strategic elements here in the head.
I am.
Of course she can poop in her pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's only one person here that can poop in their pants and it not be a problem, and it's Vixen.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, all right.
It's a female secret agent power.
You wouldn't understand.
All right.
Yeah.
You run. You leave Vixen in the hallway, slowly getting engulfed by this foam as you hear running footsteps and alarms.
Vixen going, no. Just screaming.
Running down the hallway in the direction of this main room. You know you need to run for cover because there's only one way that the ant and the henchmen and henchwomen are getting to you. So you need to duck into a side room.
Yep. Hiding.
The closest side room is the one with the animals that you could hear before.
That's all right.
This way!
Blitz is good with animals. Let's do it.
I'm just going to slide in.
You enter.
You've just been sliding the whole time. Just the whole time navigating, like,
just
all on one level. No bobbing around. Not for this spy.
You enter the room with the animal noises, and inside you find cages of animals locked up. They're not happy, they're screaming, they want out.
Yes, but we can increase distraction and chaos!
You slam the door behind you and you're resting your back against it, waiting and listening for the inevitable rush of footsteps as the ant and the hench people run past.
I start opening cages.
You start opening cages.
Yeah. Open the cages. Come on, Don.
Let them out, they will stampede the ant and put a stop to the nuisance forever.
Blitz actually has a good idea for once.
Do they look vicious and dangerous? Or manageable?
Yes.
You know it's time.
All right. I'm down for this.
I'm going to slide past and like lift up as many cages I can.
You open all of the cages and the animals get out. As you start opening them, you can hear the rush of footsteps, knowing that the ant and the hench people have left. You open the cages.
Yeah.
And you're free to leave the room if you want.
I'm absolutely going to bail up to the main room, but let the animals follow out.
Yeah. Just leave the door open behind us, yeah.
Be free!
Rip the door open, slam it open, and run out with a stampede of vicious animals behind you. The animals spread in both directions down the corridor, hot on your heels, as you head towards the main room. As you get to the front door of the main room, the double doors, they're wide open and there's no one in the room. So, as I said, it's a big room. There's a big table down the middle, arrayed out with chairs around it, and there's a big tank full of sharks, and as I said, big window with a snowstorm out the front. This is the villain's main headquarters. This is the control center.
Where is the ant?
Where's the poison? The ant is gone.
Yeah,
gotta find the poison.
You wanna get a look?
Saint, what's it look like? What are we looking for?
I don't know. It's likely they have got a system or control system to push it out. You're looking for a device or something that you can turn off.
Well, look underneath the table and see if there's anything under there.
Nothing under the table. There is a big control panel on the far side of the room.
Now it's my time to shine!
And I run up to the control panel. I'm like,
I've been waiting to do this. Blitz crush!
And I start smashing the control panel.
Not have time to stop him at all.
I'm happy to let you roll for that if you want to try and stop him from doing this.
Does it look bad to break?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and stop him.
Me too. I'm going to try and hold him back.
Grab his shirt.
All right. I'm going to say a post-checks grip and sleight of hand, maybe? No, grip and attack roll.
You know what? I got something else. I got something else.
Okay.
As he runs towards it, I go,
you're a loose cannon, Blitz. I didn't want to have to do this.
And then I pull out my tranquilizer dart pen and fire a tranquilizing dart. And I say,
I'm firing my tranquilizer dart at you.
And then I fire it at you. I have that listed on my character sheet. Well, technically this is a poison dart pen. I'll take it.
Would Blitz expect this?
How do you mean? Being tranquilized?
From his own team?
Betrayal! From the inside! How could you?
I'm sorry, Blitz.
I never even got to use my trademark move!
And I like fall to my knees and I'm like,
the Blitz crush is who I am! It's what I do!
Quickly, Dash, sort out the controls. We gotta fix this poison.
Going straight past, and as I run past Blitz, I'm like, I'm sorry, Blitz.
Saint! Saint, I'm fading. We have a spy on the spy team.
A spy? What are you talking about?
I had to use my special tranquilizer dart on him. He was gonna smash the controls.
The Don!
And I'm like fading. I'm like,
the Don is a double agent.
Whatever happens, you need to stop this device.
We cannot let
the world suffer this.
Go to a perception to see what I'm seeing at the control panel.
It's just a bunch of buttons in front of
you. Bunch of buttons.
You have no idea what they do.
No, nothing stands out. It's just a bunch of buttons. I'm just going to all hands slap them all at the same time.
Cool.
That's not much better than what I'm just going to do.
Quick, do another poison dart.
You see at the top of this device, there is a countdown timer.
Oh, there's a countdown timer, okay.
Yep, so you see on the top of this device, there is a countdown timer.
What is left on the
10,
countdown?
9, 8.
Done, what do I do, 7. What do I do?
You start smacking buttons, left, right, and center.
I'm going to run up and help
you,
him.
But it doesn't seem to be doing anything. 4, 3,
I'm going to push the big button in the bottom right corner. I'm just going to punch that.
1. You slam the big button and the device stops. It's at this point you turn around and in the doorway is the ant and the hench people. They're covered in this foul chemical. One of them has Vixen.
Hi!
Oh my god, that stinks.
Bear hugged in their arms. And arrayed behind them are all of the henchmen that you met in the forest and on the mountain. Poor Ian there, looking a little worse for wear, tears running down his face.
On the verge of passing out, I'm like, oh, what is this?
I'm sure your passing out is taking a very long time to happen. Very slow acting.
Very stinky enters the room.
And the ant looks at you.
Oh, look at him. They want to get some of my green bean casserole already. Love these kids. Unfortunately, you're all grounded for flooding my laundry.
Oh, no.
I had nothing to do with it. It was the little one.
What do you think you've been doing? You've beat up your cousins. You've let all the animals out. And you flooded my laundry, and now you're trying to get food before it's ready.
Don't forget about me.
It was Ian.
I nod in approval at the vixen across the room.
And your poor sister, did she eat any of those Tide Pods?
No, I was quite certain to make sure she didn't eat the Tide Pods.
Well, you're bloody lucky. Oh, God.
As punishment, I will not partake in the casserole you have so kindly made for me. It is only fair that the portion goes to the well-behaved children.
In the corner of the room is a teenage boy who's looking over at you, and he slowly lifts up a comic book about spies to cover his face. Just pretend nothing happens.
I didn't even get to crush anything.
Your younger cousins are all looking at you quite menacingly. They're bruised, they're battered, they're covered in snow.
They're looking at us menacingly.
Yeah, you've beaten the shit out of them in the snow.
What are you looking menacing for? You want another round?
Really. What started as a snowball fight ended with you brutalizing them.
Yeah, one's missing his toes.
Does one have like Nerf bullets stuck all over them? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And poor Ian is like, you know,
got like
in a state of undress neck and with like a bruise on his throat.
Aww.
Like, oh, devastatingly
we're
crying.
The bad guys.
Yeah, you are.
Oh no,
that's all right, we're children, we lack a fully formed brain with empathetic understanding.
Yeah, it's Merry Christmas.
I would like to just as a final moment, realizing that my Christmas dinner is going to be ruined, shove one more fad stick into my mouth and just go, and like nibble that bad boy down in one go.
The slightly older cousin who got the kick in the nuts is like really fuming. Yeah.
Just a baby.
All right.
I'm just going to summarize.
Yeah. Can you give us the real world picture?
I'm just going to summarize it. So you were all out playing in the yard and then you got wind of the fact that your auntie. Yep. Had brought her famous green bean casserole, which you all despise.
Yuck.
From every Christmas ever.
Yucky.
So you
that's an awful Christmas dish. What the
hell?
It's
terrible, yeah. I totally back this mission.
So, set in motion by your older cousin, he's a teenager who also does not like this meal and knows you're impressionable. He has set you on a path as the saint, Nick.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very
and
good.
You all pick this one up.
No.
Pick what one up?
On Dasher, on Prancer, on Vixen.
I missed that completely.
Blitzen.
Yeah. God damn it.
No, you didn't. You didn't get that.
I did
it was
not.
Like immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
that was really good.
Jen was the baby last time, so she wears nappies.
Yeah.
I caught that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now she's like a toddler, and she like
she's like three or four or something. Around, yeah.
And what are our real world like? Where are we all at now?
Well, Dave is the oldest.
That was my last rodeo.
So how old?
I would say like 11 or something.
A year
like
10 or 11. Yeah. Okay. At the point where
she's older than the
about start. To be in high school, a little too cool to play with.
And that's what I was saying is this is my last rodeo. Yeah.
He's too old for this.
Yeah.
That's like I'm too old for this.
And then Lockie's the middle. You're the youngest. Well, no, Jen's youngest.
Yeah. Okay. How old?
You were boy who was in the spaceship.
Robot boy.
It was your first mission in the spaceship.
No,
it was a second because he was in the Viking one as well.
You're
the one that stuck something up the dog's butt, right?
No, that was
you shot the dog.
Shot the dog at the butt. With an arrow. Yeah.
Solid.
There is a lot of behavioral problems in our family.
So, you know that stereotypical thing in American basements, so look at the window on the side of the house?
Yep,
the little,
yep, that's the hatch you snuck in. If you'd failed your role, you were just going to break the glass.
I'm so glad I didn't.
Be an even shitter kid, and you snuck in there. So you were sneaking around this organized basement up the stairs. So the two rooms you could look at was one, the laundry, where you flooded it with Tide Pods. Thank God you didn't eat.
That's why I was wink-wink nudging. Like, I'm like 10. I should know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it dangerous to consume this for my 3-year-old sister?
Did you know that they, what, do you know any of this?
I had like vague recollections, but playing a toddler, I was just like, pretty colours must eat.
Like the immediate urge to eat Tide Pods just sound like you had the inside track on this story. It's perfect.
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah. It was good. And then the room of the animals was the den. Obviously, the parents had locked their animals away, but they didn't want to be in there because they could smell food, they could hear kids, and they knew there were a lot of people, so they were energetic.
Yeah.
So you let them loose. I wasn't expecting you to do both distractions, so the parents probably angrier, yeah, but it is what it is. And then the main room was the dining room with the joined kitchen.
So we
stopped a microwave.
But we didn't manage to ruin the casserole.
Manage to ruin the casserole. I was actually contemplating letting you do that, but I don't think I wanted to let you ruin Christmas that badly.
Yeah.
Okay. Ruined it enough.
Well, you know what?
I did punch a kid in the nuts.
You made my Christmas today, Rob. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
What an adventure. Death never dies. Or Agents Never Spies. Or, well, I don't know what we're going to call this one.
I have no idea what you're going to call this
one. Aunt on a roll.
This, you did all this on the day of my deity's birthday.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
That's good, Dave.
Love it.
I like that one.
Reindeer games.
Reindeer games.
All right. Thank you all so much for watching. And a huge thank you to our patrons who will show up one day.
All right, you ready,
one day they will show up, and then they will show up randomly, and then too quickly, Lockie. I wonder why.
Are you ready?
Okay, we're all gonna do this together.
Together, or
we do one at a time.
All together,
starting from Lockie, going clockwise.
Yeah. Have you turned it
clockwise?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're going all together.
Ice Blink,
AJ Macy,
Tickle Duck,
A Distinct Dev,
Nick,
Erasable.
Just
roses burn and
they're
Ben.
They're very small to read.
The last one is so small.
It looked like Ben.
Let roses
did look
burn.
Like Ben. There was Let Roses Burn.
Yeah, I missed that. Sorry.
We're going to fix the Patreons.
Welcome, new Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to Ben. New patrons. Or Ken. Welcome to our new god.
Let's.
Val?
Rob's finding. Val.
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 Oh, Val. Sorry.
Thanks for joining us,
You'll be bigger next time.
And we'll see our patrons after this stream, because we're doing this on Twitch, in Discord, in our weekly Discord patron hangout.
Hell yeah. And we'll be back with Reboot in the new year.
Yep. Cool.
Yep. And we'll couple fix of weeks the patron break. Skull next year.
And we'll see.
I'll make it happen.
Thanks for joining us, Lockie.
Always
a pleasure. Always a Christmas pleasure. Tradition.
I love being here. I love hanging out with you guys. And I'm just, it's all good fun.
Yay.
Love it.
It's good. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
And God bless us, everyone, from here at the Tabletop Time Studio. And we'll see you next time. I accidentally reset the mixer, but at least I have the default sounds.
Good job.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.